Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Good afternoon, good evening, guten tag, everybody. Welcome to another episode of What Do We Watch, where we tell you, without asking for your opinion, what the hell I say permission? Was that permission for opinion? I just made a hybrid of what films that we've watched that we have either to recommend or to save you time and money. I actually have a film and a TV show, Kevin Israel. Oh, I watched Violent Night, the Saint Nick action revenge film.
And
it's campy as all hell. It's cliched out the wazoo. I enjoyed it.
You liked it. That was with what's his name?
Everyone keeps saying the guy from Stranger Things. I watched one season of Stranger Things and I stopped. I could care less. I thought it was weak. Yeah. It's look, by the way, Ellen Griswold is in this film. I go, oh. And since I saw her in Entourage last, the years have not been kind to poor Ellen Griswold, unfortunately. But again, zero expectations, just watching John Leguizamo be a bad guy and the guy from Stranger Things as Santa Claus just go rip some ass, drags on a little bit, but it's a plain watch. I'm glad I didn't pay $15 for it. It's fine.
All right.
I'll give it like a six or six and a half. I saw a 6.25 out of 10. I just started watching at the recommendation of our friend Bill Schultz, winning the Los Angeles Lakers story on HBO. I'm sucked into that. That's the story about Magic Johnson. He got drafted by the Lakers and how he's joining the team that Jerry Buss just bought. I was an NBA guy back in the day. This takes place like starting in like 79, but it's great. John C. Reilly is Jerry Buss. He's great. A lot of gratuitous nudity. Always a thumbs up from me for that, I guess, for what the hell, right? Why not?
Cool.
Good lines. Adam McKay did it from Anchorman and The Big Short and stuff like that. It's good. I'm about four episodes in, and it's enjoyable. Kevin Israel, what did you watch?
So I have two also. I have a show and a movie. I watched Secret Invasion, Marvel Secret Invasion.
Uh-oh.
And the secret is it secretly sucks.
It's no secret. That's why I said, uh-oh, because I heard it's terrible.
It was so bad. It just puts the nail in the coffin of that Marvel has completely lost its way. Because they're just churning out too much content without any quality. They're ruining characters that we liked. It was six episodes. It should have been a movie. There was go online, just look up Secret Invasion review. Everybody's talking about how bad it is. It was such a disappointment. It dragged. The character decisions made no sense. It was all bad. And it really is going to, I think it's going to really fuck up stories in the future for Marvel just because of decisions they made and decisions the characters made. It's all very odd. It feels like Marvel doesn't have a plan. I'm really hoping they start to get back on track, but I just don't know how. Secret Invasions. I will give you my secret. It was a 3.
Not a secret. You just told us. Ha!
Yeah. Damn it. And then I just rewatched Wedding Crashers, which I haven't watched in a while. I got to tell you, I still love this movie. I laughed. And it's funny, we're coming off a movie, we're talking about comedies. Like this, the movie, I love that. I loved that movie and I still do love it. And it makes it, I missed when they would actually make just kind of dirty comedies. It still holds up for me. It's still rewatchable at a lot of different points in the movie. And I love the characters. I don't know. Some of it might be a nostalgia for me, but my wife and I were both laughing through most of it. I'll give Wedding Crashers a 7.5.
I haven't watched it since I saw it in the theater and I said it's overrated. It's good. It's not as great as people made it out to be. That they were trying to say it's the next top, whatever you want to call it, top comedy of all time. I go, it's not that. It drags.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
How about you, Mara Quint? What did you watch?
Yeah, I really struggled. I was like, what the heck have I watched? But I did. I went into a movie theater because I saw the Barbie movie, which I hadn't been in a movie theater in a long time. There's so much discourse around the Barbie movie. So I was like really kind of sucked into all that. But let me tell you, if you have a movie theater where they are selling a cocktail called the Barbie cocktail, like a Barbie teeny, which is what this was, and you have like two or three of them, it is a great movie. It's really enjoyable. I'm not entirely sure if that has anything to do with it, but it was super fun. It was like, was it the most amazing thing in the entire world? No, it's a you know, movie about a toy, but I totally enjoyed it. Like I had a good time.
Number, please.
7.5, 8, something in there.
Whoa, you really liked it then. Okay.
Yeah.
I would have seen it, but I was outside the theater protesting because it's bringing down society and it's the end of everything as we know it.
Did you hear about the drinks part? Like, if you'd gone inside, you might have had fun.
Damn it. Yeah. I love a good martini.
Who doesn't? A Barbie-tini.
Barbie-tini, sorry.
That'll do it for this week's What Did We Watch? So everybody, enjoy. Thanks, rate, and review this podcast. Wherever you do, check out finer podcasts, finest podcasts like ours. Thanks again. We'll see you all later. Avita Zen.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.